Hi. I woke up early again this morning with something to share. It started off with thoughts about the IML talk. It has livened up, more people sharing, the negativity has dropped away. And what I was noticing is how little is shared about the main things I'm attempting to talk about, which got me to look at what are the main things I'm attempting to talk about. Well, there are several. One is seemingly the most unpopular one, and that is the state of the planet we're living on. As I see it, the planet we're living on is in a state. And we don't seem to be putting enough energy to what's actually going on the planet. Many things, of course, all the conspiracies and the self-centeredness that's actually pulling the planet apart. And one of the main things I was looking at is population. We keep talking about saving lives and people living longer, how science is helping in this way, but we don't seem to be noticing, taking care of, can the planet take the amount of people we keep putting on? In this regard, I was noticing something this week, that it seems as though things come to a peak and then shift everything. Bees and ants, they go on reproducing and increasing to a certain point, and then something happens. The hive either dies or it splits off. We have a very beautiful tree overhanging part of the house. It's quite a big tree, and at this time of the year, it bursts into thousands and thousands of bright purple blossoms. And when it does that, the branches become so heavy, quite a few of them break off. Big branches break off. Now, we could say it's because of the weight, but also we could say that maybe the tree is saying, I can't sustain all of this. I can't get enough out of the ground to sustain all this. And if I don't do something about it, I'm going to die. So I'm going to get rid of what I can't sustain. So a big branch drops off. And it may be that the same thing is going to happen to us. All the experts I've read are saying the same thing. We can't sustain ourselves the way we are. We can't keep going more and more and more, especially when it's self-centered. We're just not doing it. Not that there aren't the resources to support a lot more people, but the way we're doing it and the way we're living unconsciously. Over and over I keep seeing on the news about saving the starving and how people are living longer, but nobody seems to mention the fact that the more people we save, the more resources, and we either don't have the resources or they're not being distributed in a healthy way. What I'm saying is, we can't go on the way we're going on. And most of the people that have studied the situation are saying exactly the same thing. It's not working. We have to do something. And it seems like most of us are not taking care of that. We're so self-centered, we're taking care of ourselves. There's a lot more to that. Maybe I'll write about it. About the amount of corruption that's happening on the planet, the amount of cruelty, what adds up to self-centeredness that's going on the planet, and we're not addressing that. Now, in one way, I see the corruption, the police brutality, the wars, the violence, the illnesses, the geographical things that are happening, the earthquakes, the tsunamis, the hurricanes, the violence that's happening on the planet. I see that as a good thing. That seems pretty strange, doesn't it? But you see, what I see is, if things get bad enough, we'll do something about it. But until they get that bad, we just keep burying our heads and saying, it's going to be all right, it's going to be all right. Well, maybe, but if you look around, it's not certainly not going that way. So I often get the feeling that the worse things are, eventually we'll do something about it. What I remember is footage from India when Mahatma Gandhi put things together in such a way that people started to rebel, and they did it peacefully. And one of the scenes that stands out for me is thousands of people walking slowly towards lines of British soldiers, peacefully, gently walking, and the commander says, fire. And the soldiers keep firing over and over and over, killing hundreds of people, women and children, killing them, and they just keep marching. They step over the dead bodies, and they just keep marching, and they just keep marching. And eventually the soldiers stop. I don't know whether out of conscious or they run out of bullets, but eventually they stop. When enough of us come together, the corruption that's happening on the planet cannot continue. Now, when I talk about the corruption on the planet, we might think about, oh, the heads of the companies, the pharmaceutical companies that are selling drugs that are not only ineffective, but they have violent side effects. But you see, it's not just the heads. Somebody's making those drugs. Somebody's making those bullets, those bombs, those chemicals that kill people. Somebody's making them. And who? It's us. Somebody's selling them. Doctors. People are being influenced by money and by threats. You see, it's not just the 1%. It's us. We're doing that. We're supporting that. We're supporting it by producing these products or buying products that are supporting these companies. We complain about the banks, but we put our money to the banks that are now being exposed as not being honest, and there are alternatives. So I think I'm trying to share that. We need to be more aware, because what's going on the planet is helping us to see what's going on in our individual lives. So what's going on in our individual lives? Well, the other things I keep trying to share is that most people live a life of complaint. Now, I know that sounds big and general, but when I listen to people, they're complaining most of the time. They may not even know that they're doing it. They may do it in an up way, but still they're complaining. Complaint is a destructive energy. It's a frequency. It goes out and affects everything. I'm not saying to suppress it. I'm saying notice it and don't do it. At that moment, shift and look about what you have to be grateful in your life. It's overwhelming. All of us, every single person listening to this now, it doesn't matter how much pain you're in. It doesn't matter what's just happened to your finances or your partner or whatever, you still have a huge amount for which you can be grateful. Just to be alive, to have choices, to have possibilities. And usually, if things are not going the way you wanted, it's because you're holding on to something that's no longer appropriate. You need to stop holding and let it go. And the other big thing I think I'm attempting to share is balance. We're all taking more than we're giving, and it can't go on like that. That's one of the things that's tipping the planet off axis, out of balance. We're taking more than we're giving, all of us. In fact, it isn't possible to give more than you're taking. It's not possible. Just the very air you breathe. everything you wear, everything you eat, driving, your vehicles, your everything is being showered on us. And most of us are so self-centered, we're just not seeing that, being grateful and saying, what can I possibly put back? What can I give? We watch sometimes a program called Secret Millionaire, and it's about people that go undercover who are millionaires, and they go and find out where would be appropriate places to give money to. Many of these people are totally, who they give to, are totally selfless. They just devote their whole lives to other people. But not as a sacrifice, or not because it is a good thing. It's just purely out of their heart that they see people in need and they make themselves available. They're beautiful people. Most of them are what we call working class and rough and unsophisticated. And they're real people. They're real because they're taking care of us. Those people in need are us. There isn't a them and us. There is only us. We are those people. Those people are us. Until our lives get reoriented into balance, there'll always be something to complain about. And the more we complain, the more we create things to complain about. IML and IML Talk is an opportunity to come together and start talking about, what can we put back? How can we support each other? How can we be there for each other? Not advice, because if you're not living it yourself, it's just empty talk. It's living it ourselves. Are we living in gratefulness? Are we looking around at what can we contribute in any way, even to just a smile, even in just anything. That's all that seems to be coming through at the moment. When I woke up this morning, there was a lot more. And if it comes through, I'll write about it. But that's the main essence for now. So maybe just today, take a look. Be more aware of what's going on around on every level. Catch yourself every time you're complaining and withdraw the energy from it. Take a look around to see what there is to be grateful in your life. And how much can you share today? Not as a good person, but realizing that's the only way we can live. Like we did in the village, when the village was one. When somebody was in trouble, the village was in trouble. And the planet is a big village. And we're in trouble. So, as a planet, and individually, we are in trouble. So let's take a look. What can we contribute? Just today, what can we contribute? For ourselves, for each other, and the planet. Because we still have time, you know. We can do it. So let's do it.